This is a very exciting place for me and a very exciting day. You won't believe where I am. Right here, years ago, was a kiosk where I used to work before I got saved. I used to sell ice cream right here where these mannequins are. I'm at the Fairview Mall in Canada, in Toronto. I'm here, of course, because we have a beautiful family gathering today. And just show all the people around here. This was the area I used to work in here, and food section there, and there was a restaurant right here where I used to work. And that's where I heard the gospel for the very first time, right in here. There's a young man named Bob Tadman who told me about the Lord. And that's how it all began. And I'm going to now take you to the high school, which is not far from here, where I got saved. But this is the first time I'm in the Fairview Mall inside with people everywhere to do this. After all those years, I'm back when it all began. I love it. A great day today with you. I'm going to enjoy every second of what I'm doing right now. I'm going to take you to the house where I met the Holy Spirit and much more today. So let's go. And here I am in front of the high school where I was saved, George Vanney High School. And I'm going to take you to the very spot where the Lord saved my soul. So it started with Bob Tadman telling me about the Lord in that mall you just saw earlier, where I used to sell ice cream. And this area for me, a lot of memories. When we moved from Israel, we actually lived right across the way, right here, in these little condos. And I got saved right in this room, right in here, right here. I tried to go in today, but it's closed. It's Sunday. I'll never forget after I heard the gospel how God changed my life. But it all began right here. Wow, what a day. And I had a dream where I saw an angel of the Lord motion to me to come to him. I was going down a deep stairway, like into a pit, being chained to some prisoners in front and behind me. And I saw little figures, little beings, demons, I'm sure, bring us down to this pit. And then suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared and motioned to me to come with him. And a door opened out of nowhere. And he brought me to this very spot in my dream. And the next morning, I got saved right in this room, the library of George Vanney High School. And every time I come here, I thank the Lord for what he's done in my life. Well, I want to show you right now where I met the Holy Spirit. Let's go. Here we are. This is where it all began, precious saints of God, where I met the Holy Spirit in that room right there, right that room up there. What a day that was. And by the way, I want to show you something. Come on with me. I was coming home one time from the mall you just saw earlier, and it was so cold. It's a little cold today, by the way. This is April. It's still cold up here. And I was coming through the school there. There's a school, and at that time, there was no highway. Right now, there's a big highway between the mall and where we are. And I was walking through there. I said, Lord, it was so cold, my ears were actually hurting. And I said, Lord, please help me. And I felt like two hands came over my ears, like instantly, and they became warm. What a Lord we serve. What a Lord we serve. I'm telling you. What a God we serve. To him be the praise. It's in this house right here. I met the Holy Spirit, the precious Holy Spirit. I got saved in this home and met the Holy Spirit in this home, right here. My bedroom was literally right there. 50 years ago, this year, is when I began preaching. This happened in 1972, over 50 years ago. Now this is 24, 52 years ago. And I'm going to tell you something. Let's just walk to where the car is. Where would we be without the Lord? Where would we be without Jesus? Well, to him be the praise, and all the glory and honor belongs to him. What he has done in my life, he'll do in your life. As long as you serve him faithfully and love him and follow him, strive to live holy for him, that's all that really matters. You know, I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but there's got to be somebody that God has called in the Lord's work. You'll be persecuted, that's for sure. You'll be mocked. People will talk, say things against you. Stay strong, huh? I remember Jimmy McDonald, who used to sing for Katharine Kuhlman, were sitting in Fort Lauderdale one day. And there was a cruise ship passing by, and he said, "You see that cruise ship back there?" I said, "Yep." He says, "That's how sure I am God will use you." But he said, "You've got to have a very strong," he said, if I recall the exact words, "thick skin." He said, "They're going to beat you and beat you and beat you till you don't feel it no more." That's what he said. And he was trying to hit my stomach when he was saying that. He said, "They're going to beat you and beat you and beat you till you just don't feel it no more." That's the way it is. That's ministry. It's just a part of life. It all began right in that little room right there. Right there. Dear Marie is with us. Marie Dawn. Why don't you come here and say hi, Marie.
Hi, everyone. This is amazing to be here and see where it all happened.
Yeah. In that little room right there. And Marie's been with me for years. She has organized crusades and meetings around the world. And what is so amazing, Marie, what began here is now continuing.
Yes.
Tell them what's going to happen in Uganda.
Oh, my goodness. In Uganda, Pastor Robert, who is one who's organizing, said he was in tears. I was on the phone with him.
He was said, crying?
He was crying on the phone because he said he had never seen or felt what is happening right now. After Kenya, people are already calling him to register from all over the world.
And that's for next January, 25.
Yes, people are coming from China. Over 2,000 people are coming, pastors are coming from China, just to attend in Uganda.
You know, if someone had told me when I got saved here and the Lord visited my life in such a powerful way back then, that God would do all this, I would not have believed it. I would have said, no, it's not real, can be. I used to stutter when I lived in Jaffa, and even to the day I preached. Jesus, thank you. What we can say, oh Lord, what can we say? Thank you, wonderful, precious Savior, for the privilege you've given all of us to serve you, to walk with you, to know you. Lord, we pray we will all finish better than when we began. Let our prayer be answered, please. You're able to keep us from falling and to present us before your throne with exceeding joy. To you be the praise. Hallelujah. Well, I'll show you. Also, we're going to go. I don't know if we'll do it all today, but you'll see it anyways on this half hour. Where I began preaching, St. Paul's Cathedral on Bloor Street. But right now, we've got to go meet the family and be with my cousins and family members. It'll be a beautiful day. It's already a lovely day. But I thought I should do this. But anyways, we'll be with you shortly. Stay tuned. And here we are again, Bloor Street in Toronto. This is where I began preaching, right here. Oh, what the Lord has done. It's really amazing. We began in this building right here in 1975, called the Cody Hall. And this is where the people began to get healed in their seats, right in that building, right here. And the crowd got so large, we had to move to the cathedral right here. St. Paul's Cathedral, Bloor Street. The crowds were massive on Monday nights for a long time. You know what the Lord has done to me is beyond amazing. You know, today we were with the family. In fact, I just came from there with my cousins and family members. And I ran into one of my cousins who was in my class at George Vanney when I got saved, the day I got saved. She's a very famous doctor. And dear Marie, come. Because we wished we had put it on camera, but she was saying how, you know, when we grew up, I used to stutter. And she said when she heard me preach, she was in tears.
Yeah, she was in tears and she was in shock. She said she witnessed a miracle because she could see him speak clearly, not afraid of the crowd, and eloquently. She could not believe it.
It's the Lord that did it. And she's one of the top doctors in the city here. Her name is Selwa, and we just saw them. But I remember the amazing presence of God in both of these buildings. The first healing that took place here was a young lady that had injured her back. She was on the balcony. There was a beautiful little balcony in there. And she said how God healed her during the service. It was the first healing. And from there on, it just grew. What is so amazing is we actually began holding meetings at George Vanney High School, where I showed you this morning, the same place I got saved in. But I would only lay hands on people at the time. I didn't really see healings that I remember. But on a Monday afternoon, I was telling Jim Pointer, some of the pastors that were there in my life at the time, I saw the Lord's going to heal the sick tonight while they're sitting down. And they all looked at me like, how did I know? And I did not know, I just knew. It was right here. At that first healing, we probably were running at George Vanney, maybe 200 people. But I was only preaching and laying hands on people without anything that you could really see happening, you know? They were falling under the power of God. But, that was it at the high school. But here, when that lady got healed, and then the crowds began to grow and grow and grow and grow, and within a few months, we had to move here. This used to seat 3,000. I don't know what it seats today. This building, this beautiful cathedral, St. Paul. And the crowd just began coming. We had to move to that beautiful cathedral. And the miracles that took place from there on, we had to move to another building up north. And the Toronto Star put a front page story on the Star. All the newspapers did stories in those days. Globe and Mail, Star, and the Sun. And I think, Lord, who are we? I would always say, Lord, who am I? Who's my Father's house that you should do this? To him and only to him belongs all the praise. And here we are, 50 years this year. December of this year will be 50 years. Wow. And we come back, to our beginnings. Catherine Guman used to always say, never forget from whence you've come. Never forget your beginnings. And the Bible says that though thy beginning was small, thy latter end shall greatly increase. That's his wonderful promise to all of us. Well, let's keep going. And in fact, it's kind of a little cold now here in Toronto. We're getting a little colder, so we're going to go and have some Swiss Chalet. My favorite chicken in the whole world is Swiss Chalet. Much love. God love you. Well, now I'm back in the studio. And you saw when I took you to those very special places in my life in Toronto, because we were just there. I, in fact, just flew back last night from Canada. We went there to be with the family because my precious uncle, the last living uncle in the family, passed away. And I went to be with the family up there. And I thought, well, it'd be nice also while I'm there to show our people where it all began, where I used to work in the mall and heard the gospel. And when I got saved, that next place I took you to at George Vanier, and then from there to where I preached and so on. And I look back now, so many years ago, and I'm really amazed by what the Lord has done. And this year, December, will be 50 years in ministry. And again, I say with all my heart to Jesus and only to Jesus be all the glory and the honor. And God's people said amen and amen, because only he deserved the praise and the glory for it. You know, people sometimes talk to me about, well, what has kept you? What's the key to longevity? I mean, a lot of evangelists don't last. You know, we've seen it in history that some just did not last, because it's a tough place. The healing ministry is not easy at all, because people will attack you, mock you, and criticize you for all kinds of things. To them, the healings are fake, and you're doing it because you're greedy for money, which is ridiculous. But that's what they say anyways. Well, if these healings are fake, you prove it to those who are healed. And that's all I have to say. But the one thing the Lord said to me that beautiful night when I went home after the Lord began moving, which actually started in Oshawa. I didn't have time to show you that when we were in Toronto, because it was, you know, quite away from where we were. Someday I'll actually go back and take you to every place, because I think it's good to do that. You know, Catherine Kuhlman used to say, never forget from whence you've come, she'd say. She always used the word from whence you've come. I love that. And I think that's important for all of us, not to forget what God did with us when nobody even knew our name and how it all started. But when I ministered, the first time was in Oshawa, Canada, outside Toronto. And I came home. Maybe you've heard me tell you this, maybe you haven't, but it'll be good for you to hear it again or hear it for the first time. I looked up and said, "Dear Jesus, what did you do tonight?" When I saw people's lives blessed and touched by the power of God, I said, "Lord, what did you do tonight?" And all he said to me is, "Be faithful to me." And I think this is the message for today: to be faithful unto the end, unto the end. He's so good to us, but we have failed here and there so often. We all fail in life, but then we get back up and catch up with where we left off, to be faithful to the Lord. A steward must be found faithful, we read in Isaiah. And this is important. Faithfulness is what God is looking for. You know, I've had bumps in my road, as many of you, I'm sure, have had bumps in your road. But it's not how you fall that matters. It's how you get up. It's not what happens when, you know, you stumble a little bit. It's how do you go back on the road? How do you get up and keep going? How do you fix it? And I've had moments in my life I've had to get up and fix it. Because faithfulness means don't give up. Even under harsh conditions, don't give up. You have a high call. You have a high call. I think I need to talk about this for a little while with you, because maybe there's someone who's about to give up in ministry or in the faith. That's not the way to do it. Never give up. Never give up. I've had discouragements in my life. Of course I've had. No, all of us go through that. Oral Roberts used to tell me that, he said, "Well, Benny, I've made mistakes by the truckloads." And we all feel like that. We all have made mistakes by the truckloads, but we continue. We go on. We finish the race well. We learn from our mistakes, all of us. We learn from those bad moments in life when we did something and said something we shouldn't have said or did. But we learn from that and go on. Faithful unto the end. Today, the Lord is opening, again, to my amazement, new doors for me around the world. Something amazing happened in Kenya that I did not expect. I really was not expecting that to happen. I may be talking to a pastor who's discouraged. I've had those moments, my dear brother and sister. I've had those moments. But that's not the way to do it.
Faithfulness unto the end is our duty to the Lord. Our privilege is to serve Him. There's no such thing in ministry as retirement. We have to serve the Lord with a pure heart unto the end at any cost. No matter what the cost is, we pay it. We pay it. When God calls you, you preach. If you have to live eating bread and drinking water and have to stand on the sidewalks to preach, you do it. You do it. Because that's the call of God, to minister the gospel. Don't worry about your enemies and those that criticize and want to take your attention away from what God has called you to do. Let's finish building the wall. Remember in the book of Nehemiah, let's finish building the wall. Let's not come off that ladder to take care of whatever people are saying. No, no, no. Never stop. Never stop. Keep going. Keep going. Now, there are times where you may have to fix something that you have caused or did wrong, but then go on. Don't let anything stop you. Never. And amazing, the Lord, when I began, didn't show me the problems I would face. I think had the Lord shown me, I would have said, Lord, please, can you call someone else? But God doesn't show us that, because all He wants is be faithful, and He'll give you the grace when you need it for the troubles that come. Corrie ten Boom told about how her father, they were standing at some train station, and she looked at her dad, and she said, will I be able to endure persecution? Because it was during the war, the Second World War, and they were hiding Jews at that time in their home, and she just wondered, you know, what if we get punished for this? Can we handle it? And he looked at her, her father looked and said, now, Corrie, when do I give you the ticket for the train ride? Oh, Papa, just before I board. He said, so will God give you grace right before you need it. And that's the way it's been with me all my life. Right before the troubles come, God always gave me the strength and the grace to endure. But we make the decision. We make the decision to go on. You know, Elijah got discouraged. Think about this with me, and I know you probably have thought about it on your own. Elijah the prophet calls fire from heaven. The prophets of Baal are destroyed. The religion of Baal at that time destroyed. Great triumph that Elijah sees. And one woman, Jezebel, says, I'm going to kill you. And he runs for his life, discouraged. Goes down to Horeb, southern Sinai. That's a long way from Carmel, where he was. Carmel is north of Israel, Haifa. That's a very long way down to Sinai, the southern part of Sinai. If you should fly on a plane, it's a good hour, maybe even longer, down there. Think about walking all that way, because he was running away looking for an answer from God. What did the Lord say to him? Go back to work. Go back and anoint Elisha and anoint Hazael. Do your job. Do your job. Go anoint Jehu. Go do your job. That's the answer to discouragement. Go back to what God called you to do. And there's someone, I'm sure, that is listening today and watching who is deeply discouraged about what you're going through. My brother, it's not the way you fall. It's the way you get up that matters with God. It's not the way you stumble. It's the way you get up. That's what matters. Now get up and go on. Be strong again. Strengthen those feeble knees and get back in the race. And let's all finish well in Jesus' mighty name. Yeah, it's not about stumbling. It's about taking off and running again and catching up with where you left off. Let's do it again for the Lord. The road will continue to be bumpy, but what did Jesus say? Look up, your redemption draws nigh. It's almost over. The race is almost over. It's almost time to go home. So let's keep the faith. Let's keep running the race. And let's glorify the Lord and be faithful to Jesus. Now, wonderful Lord, I thank you for this beautiful time you've allowed me for with your people. I pray you'll bless them. And Lord, I pray that whoever today is discouraged and weak, oh, bless the Lord, give them your strength. Give them your power today, Lord. Oh, let the sun begin to shine again. Let the clouds disappear. Let the sun shine one more time. Let them rejoice in your goodness, I pray. Meet every need in their life. Answer every prayer for your glory and honor. And God's people said, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you for being with me today. Thank you for your love and your support. And yes, you can go ahead and sow your seed today for the Lord's work, because it is an honor to give to God's work. Honor the Lord with your substance, the first fruits of all your increase. And then the promise says, so shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses will burst out with new wine. Let's do it for the Lord and his glory. Let's keep the gospel out there. Let's get the gospel out to the nations. Let's serve him with all our hearts, faithfully, loyally, with purity. Amen and amen. Okay, you can sow your seed on the platform you're watching me on right now. You can go to our website, benihin.org, and soon we're about to introduce to you a brand new website. You're going to love it. We've kind of renovated the one we have, but get ready for the new one. It's going to be wonderful. Or you can text BHM 45777. Much love to you. Have a most glorious, glorious day and a great coming week. Bye-bye.